The House is expected to vote today on a bill to create a new Department of Homeland Security. A Senate committee approved its version of the legislation yesterday. It gives President Bush a lot of what he wants in the new department, but not everything. Speaking to state and local officials at the White House, the president warned that he would veto the measure before the Senate.
In a time of war, is the wrong time to weaken the president's ability to protect the American people.
NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
The differences between the White House and congressional Democrats are not the stuff of headlines. They disagree over such things as management flexibility and spending authority. But it's those kinds of details that the administration and its Republican allies say could make or break the new department. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer told reporters yesterday that advisors would recommend the president veto the bill if it doesn't give him what he needs for an effective Department of Homeland Security. Fred Thompson, the ranking Republican on Senate Governmental Affairs, said that committee's bill would tie the administration's hands.
And I wonder what kind of message this sends to our friends and enemies when in the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, we wind up giving the president less authority with regard to issues of national security than he had before we started debating the bill.
But Democrats disagreed. They said there's plenty of flexibility in current law for the new department to work well. Committee Chairman Joseph Lieberman dismissed the White House veto threat as a bargaining tactic.
This bill that the committee is about to report out favorably gives the president probably about 90% of what he's asked for. And most significantly, it gives him just about everything he's asked for in terms of the guts of this department.
Indeed, the committee agreed with the president's plan to merge 22 agencies and programs, including the Immigration and Naturalization Service and the Coast Guard, into the new department. But Democrats fought off proposals to give the new secretary broad flexibility over hiring, firing, and transferring workers. Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin said it was important to protect the 170,000 federal employees who would have to move to the new agency.
I think there is concern among their ranks that as they participate in this bold new experiment that we're suggesting here, that they may be giving up some fundamental rights.
The committee made other changes to the president's plan. Alaska Republican Ted Stevens expressed the concerns of many coastal state lawmakers that the Coast Guard would get lost in the big new agency, and that many of its important traditional functions, such as rescuing boaters, would get ignored. And just to make sure he wasn't ignored, Stevens had this to say.
We're trying to protect our lifestyle and our lives. And unless it's protected, I shall not support the bill, and I shall do my best to delay it for as long as I can.
Instead, the committee agreed to elevate the status of the Coast Guard in the new agency and to make sure its mission is clearly defined. Another amendment, adopted at Stevens' request, would ensure that Congress retains control over spending at the new department. The White House wants the secretary to be able to shift some funds around without congressional approval, but some key lawmakers are dead set against the idea. The committee also agreed to set up a powerful intelligence division in the new department. Lieberman said it would receive and analyze information collected by other agencies, such as the CIA and the FBI. He said right now there's no one place where all this information is brought together.
So that the proverbial dots are on the proverbial board, so that someone has a chance to see a picture emerging that will allow us to take action to prevent terrorist attacks against the U.S.
The administration wants the department to have a more limited intelligence unit. Republican Fred Thompson said Lieberman's plan would set back efforts to fix problems at the nation's main intelligence gathering agencies, which were accused of some serious lapses prior to September 11th.
We're going to create something new and bigger and different. And instead of reforming these other agencies, we're going to draw resources from them to form this new entity.
But his effort to scale back the intelligence unit failed. The committee also voted, over the objections of the administration, to set up a stronger White House Office of Counterterrorism. The House will discuss many of these same issues today as it considers its version of the Homeland Security bill. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.